When dungeons are fun and you'd rather drink than fight dragons, the answer you seek is Funjuns and Flagons.
Episode of Funjuns and Flagons. It does sound a little bit different there. You'll notice it's not D&D, it's now F and F. And that's because I don't own Dungeons and Dragons Resourcet anymore. No, I know. So I rolled a 20 for sneak.
Sorcefed didn't own Dungeons and Dragons.
That's true. Yeah. But it was Sorcefed, Sorcerer-fed and Sorcefed D&D. But yeah, rolled a 20 for sneak and I stole it back in a way. It's called Funjuns and Flagons. And if you are new to this, that's a shame because I think there's three seasons out there available for you to watch. Season one is the best. And... so you can check that out to get an idea. But if you are new, hi, welcome. If you're after D&D, it ain't here. Basically, this is more of a D20, which is a 20-sided dice that helps progression through an improv story. So I like to say it's like role-playing storytelling with a D20. And I call it Funjuns and Flagons because it's the fun, watered-down version, like you find in a flagon, of Dungeons and Dragons. Funjuns and Flagons!
Makes sense.
Yeah, yes. Maybe.
I buy it. Vote on it.
Why didn't you call it Pungeons and Flag?
Because there was a lot of pressure then to have puns, and I think
in everything
detract from the story.
So there, she explained it.
Yeah,
that just eliminated like 20 tweets.
So I want to introduce a lot of familiar faces. If you have seen Sorcefed or of the very first or second Dungeons and Dragons, we've got Matt Lieberman back again. You may remember him from such characters as Brotha Bramblebrock.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And your twin brother.
Yes, you did. I was like, wait, you've
done two.
Lancifer.
Whose father I love.
Pirate.
And I was also Steve's evil twin too.
You were both, yes.
yeah. I was someone else in the last one? Or no? Was I the same person?
I don't remember. Oh, wait, you may have. You were Lancifer, you came
back.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I had a talking parrot who did all my talking
for me. Yes,
parrot.
It was.
That's right.
Yeah, good
cut
time.
To a clip. That's right, we can.
Yeah.
We've also got Jeremy Azevedo, who is back. You might remember him from such characters as Jingle Bloodfeaster.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you became, your story arc continued in the second season where this simple rogue dwarf, that was really hard.
It was.
And then you became like some awful guy who wanted to start a golem arc.
What do you mean became an awful guy?
Yeah, he was awful from the start.
Yeah, Jingle Bloodfeast
was
not a good
boy. He
was
pushed over the edge with magic.
He was the worst. Yeah.
And returning again is Sam Basher. You may remember him from such characters as, oh my gosh, Calvin the Wizard.
There we go.
Who died if water touched him.
That was such a dumb move.
That was a little bit of a hassle.
Yes, it was. And then I was...
What was he? The bard?
The bard.
Name?
I was the bard.
What was your name?
You know, it was... It wasn't as good as Calvin.
And then in the last one, I got to be a lizard.
You were a lizard boy.
Oh, lizard Gerd. Boy.
And yeah.
Gerd! That was fun. Yeah. He was,
you
were
Lanstifer.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
That's
it
right.
It was the evil twin.
We remember the twin.
Obviously, Glancer was the favorite, yeah. Like, by far. Really memorable
one. He was
one.
The standout.
Gerd was great, though. Gerd rolled with Slorm the Inquisitor.
That's what it was, yeah.
Slorm.
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 Gerd.
That's right. I missed all of that stuff because I wasn't there. But I am back as your moderator, which is a whole lot of fun. Let's go and just quickly talk you through the rules. They are actually up on the subreddit. You can just search Funjuns Flagons and it's up there, which is real neat. You can get involved with your art. So this is basically improv and storytelling first, combat second.
Okay.
So anything that you think you can do, if you roll high enough, you can achieve it. We will only be using a d20 dice, so nothing for damage, nothing like that, only a d20. We are not playing 5th edition, we're not playing any kind of edition. We are our own unique kind of rule-based system here. If you do want to see what 5th edition's all about, I mean, there's a great show, Critical Role. We're not going to compete with them.
Yep.
That would be the stupidest thing
that
ever.
That would be suicide.
Yeah. So.
Also, I don't have 4 hours of free time.
No, I do not.
So this is the condensed fun version of that one.
Not for sticklers.
No, that's a commitment. Bring your popcorn. So many of aspects of this campaign that we're doing for this Funjuns and Flagons was actually decided by you. So for the first time ever, we are getting crowdfunding. We are getting public Patreon donations to help get this show off the ground. And as a result, you guys can actually contribute to parts of the campaign, and that's already been leading up to this episode, and we'll continue every single episode onwards. So if you do make your donations, you can get involved that way. I want to give a quick shout out to our highest tier. Obviously, this is all because of you. Thank you so much. Anonymous Santa, Ray San Miguel, Baxorn, Rodrigo Bastida. I am so sorry. Zach Bender, Corey Rabatoy, Nathan Swap, Steve Willis, Nick Perry, Richard Stodberg, Noella Pereira. I really been bad at those, aren't I? I'm so Australian right now. David Shields, DBK Joe, Baran Rashid, and Emily Wilson. One rule with you: don't you dare read over my shoulder.
You were having trouble. I was gonna help you.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
You did pretty well. You did pretty well.
Yeah, those names.
Yeah.
Welcome. From the SourceFed days.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Also, if you do check out the description below, the $20 tier and higher, all the names will be down there too. So give a shout out and spread some love for those guys. So if you do. Also, if you're a Patreon member, you get this video early as well. So if you have donated $5 and up, hi, watching this early, so well done.
Spoilers.
Yeah, please don't tweet that out. That'll
suck.
Alrighty.
No one needs to know that she butchered that poor girl's name.
Early. That's right. Early. Early.
My bad. Thank you so much for everything. But just to let you guys know what the money is being spent on, everything you see here, including these guys,
wow,
which is amazing. We're getting Editor Brett back. Editor Brett did season 2, so that's happening as well. Brack.
Yeah, can there be Editor a character Brack. Named Editor yeah. Brack?
That's drawn
anything
in.
Is possible.
Yay!
So that'd be cool.
It's the Patreon subscribers who make those decisions.
That's exactly right.
Please make that decision.
Yeah, please.
If you do want to get involved on Twitter, the hashtag is Fungeons. And we've also got Star back in to do graphics for us
yes.
as well.
Cool.
And awesome. Terry Trin, who did our animations, is coming back as well. Yeah, I love
Terry.
That down.
Terry, I love you.
So that's all possible because of the Patreon backers as well. All right, let's get stuck into this.
Boom.
I told you that this is storytelling and role-playing with a D20. So what happens when you roll this little die? And also, while we're talking about this, select your color.
Ooh.
Nice. There's a bunch there.
This one chose
yeah,
me.
I wanted that clean one, that clear one. I'm going to take this bold yellow friend.
We got yellow. Oh, guys, they're all kind of similar. Look.
Ooh. Mine is kind of gold. I hope I am a leprechaun.
All of ours have 20.
We're going to get confused as to which belongs to whom.
Last chance if you want to change.
I would never.
All right. We got
I'm going to switch for this ivory friend.
All right. There we go. Hold those up. They look so pretty, guys. Well done. Mine, of course, is the purple one. So should you roll a 1, that is classified as a critical fail. That's bad. Previously, weapons break if you try to use them and you roll a 1. In this instance, we have the flagon part of Fungeons and Flagons. You will have to drink if you roll a 1.
Oh no.
Yeah, so terrible. I hope I don't.
I know what you guys are like. Drunk, I'm definitely.
Boy.
What are you talking
what
about?
What are you looking at?
He doesn't remember.
Down there real fast. If you roll a 2 to 5, that is a bad fail. Okay. So whatever you're trying to do will not happen, and there will also be a negative effect to what you're trying to do. Should you roll a 6 to 10, it's a fail. What you tried to do doesn't happen. Should you roll an 11 to 15, yay! Whatever you want to do, it happens.
Right.
To some degree, yeah, it happens. If you roll a 16 to 19, that is a good pass, which means not only will it happen, it'll probably happen a bit better, or something else good can happen too. If you roll a 20, that means you get a critical roll.
Ooh,
you will
baby.
Have the perfect outcome for whatever you're trying to do, and you get to challenge someone else at the table to drink.
Ooh!
Alrighty.
That's cool.
There may be some instances where, you know, we're not going to do the quarterly breakdown. It's just if you roll higher than a 10, it works. If you don't, it doesn't. We can do that. That's up to me, the moderator. Sometimes I could even spice it up and say, roll me an odd or roll me an even number as well. Just, you know, keep it spicy. So what I'm asking you guys to do is just to paint the picture. So when you're entering a room area, look around. It's called perception. You'll roll, and however high you roll is how much you'll be able to see, whether it's the clues that you need or whether there's just nothing and you're real screwed. Ask questions. Who is this person? What are they doing? What do they look like? Those particular things. Again, if you don't roll well, though, you'll never know. Mm. And then remember your personality traits. This is the character that defines you, so you no longer are Matt or Jeremy or Sam. You are only this character and embody it, so all of your decisions are based on what your traits will be. But don't get too locked into it because anything can happen. all of your traits could switch around.
What? Oh boy.
Remus Sam looks real good in lipstick.
Man. Yeah, that was rough.
Alrighty. Your character sheets are in front of you. It's time to figure out who you will be in this Dungeons and Flaggers.
Alright!
Using your new found D20s, I want you all to roll for me. Whoever rolls the highest gets to select their character first. Go! What do we got?
14.
8.
Well, I got a 2.
Hey! So, green.
You will see, yeah, you'll see some mugs in front of you. These will eventually be one of yours that you get to use through the show with your booze in it. But in this particular one right here will be all of the race options. You get to choose one of those. In this one are your class options. So, choose your race, choose your class. Dig around because there's a lot in there.
There's a lot. Let's see.
There's like 40 races. I didn't even know there were that many.
Yeah.
I'm not racist.
All right. You want me to read it out?
Yeah.
There we go. Who's this?
Hey, take your time.
There we go. A halfling!
Ooh!
Right.
Nice. All right. Kind of like a hobbit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A halfling.
Don't look.
What? Little tiny hobbit.
All right. And.
I know what you wanted, and I know what you're not. Ranger!
All right.
Okay. Matt, cool. Matt, you're next. All right, here we go. Going with this one.
Mm-hmm. You wanted a second pass at that magical thing, huh?
Yeah.
Really likes being magical. Why are they stuck?
It'll happen for you one day, bud.
One day.
I'm a pixie.
Hey! Oh yeah!
We're gonna get killed for sure.
We talked about pixies before the show. Yeah, I made all kinds of jokes.
Not a lot of combat acumen.
What?
I'm a pixie what? What color is that? So I can't have that.
Can't pink.
Pink.
Watch it be like barbarian.
Oh my gosh. There is a barbarian in there.
That would be pretty dope.
Oh, that's pink.
Oh, shit. That's gone now. Alright. I am a pixie.
Dream girl.
Sorcerer.
Oh, that might actually be useful.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Okay, pixie sorcerer. That could work. And the last one we've got here.
Let's see if I get a dwarf again.
Oh my god.
I swear I've been a dwarf in like
You'll
every
be the shortest
version.
Team ever.
Even when we did one that was like just one episode on a live stream, I was a fucking dwarf.
Yeah. Oh my god, please be a dwarf.
I hope Steven Dwarf is a class.
Oh my god, what happened to him?
No!
No!
No one will see us coming. We're always below the eyeline of everybody.
Oh, no.
No. Tiny. No. You're a no.
A no.
And I just take the blue one?
A purple one. But there's two purple ones.
There's two purple ones. All right.
Two choices.
Ooh, petite. This is already ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, this is great.
Uh-huh. We're going to have to, like, write it on a tiny little
sorcerer.
Poster.
Yeah,
I am a barbarian.
Gnome barbarian. That's so bad.
Okay.
All right.
So I did say if you if there was something that you weren't completely thrilled on, if you didn't love one of the aspects of your character, you can rip it up and choose again. Oh. You gonna do it?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yes. I have.
Well, you and whatever he gives up, one of you guys can steal it.
Right.
Mm.
I'm cool.
Oh, I'm gonna change. I like halfling. I'm cool with halfling. Okay. I'm cool with. I want to just change my class.
Mm-hmm.
There's only two in here, so what am I doing? Okay. And
I sort of like that we're all like useless little miniatures.
Here we go.
Wizard.
Oh, wizard.
Hey, you got what you wanted.
I did. Thank you.
That's
crazy. Halfling wizard, do you want to change yours at all?
Well, now I'm like, do we really need two magic guys?
Always.
I mean, a pixie sorcerer is pretty great.
Yeah, that's pretty badass.
I feel like I'll regret it.
Two magic people is pretty
OP. Oh, there's another one. I took it out because I thought they were the same.
Mm.
Yeah, screw it. I'm gonna get rid of this.
Yay!
Ah, your poker face is on point.
No, it's cool when we all get to mix it up.
Yeah. Pixie. All right, this is better. I'm a pixie rogue.
Alrighty.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. Alrighty, so now we need to flesh out these characters.
Wait, do you guys think that a gnome is an effective barbarian? Am I gonna be a tank here, or should I like get something stronger?
You can sweep the leg.
Yeah.
You'll be like a bowling ball.
Yeah, you'll be like
that's what?
That's the strongest.
I think that's the strongest.
Yeah.
A gnome is not the strongest.
Oh, you wanna change gnome?
Yeah.
Oh, go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we can't all be like tiny little boys, right? Or is that funnier? No, are you still a tiny boy?
Oh, no, I'm still a halfling.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's all be tiny boys.
Tiny boys.
Tiny boys.
All the way.
Tiny boys.
I'm right there at the top.
Team tiny. All right, Sam, back to you. Let's flesh out this character. You have a wizard halfling because you did not want to be a ranger.
No.
So let's talk through your goal. What, and your name. Sorry,
oh, my
what's
name.
Your name?
Okay. Name,
what's your name?
Name first.
Quick. I've got a timer. I'll use it.
Melvin. Wait, no, that's Calvin. No, I have no creativity. I had just change the first letter. Maester. Because I'm watching Game of Thrones.
Wow,
now.
You're literally going to be Maester.
Yep.
Okay.
Can you at least spell it differently?
Maester. There we go.
Okay, yeah, you spelled it a little different. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sweet. What is your goal in life, Maester? Mr. Maester?
Where am I?
You're halfling, a halfling wizard.
Wizard. To resurrect my fallen true love.
Ooh, that's morbid. I love it. Great. What's her name?
Delilah.
Ah.
All right, let me write that down because I'm going to forget it immediately.
Cool. What's your name, Maester?
Mm-hmm. Maester, do you have a last name or?
No.
Okay.
No.
Not in halfling culture.
Everything, Maester was hard enough.
Everything's shorter in halfling culture.
Resurrect true love. Delilah.
I just made a penis joke. Classic.
What was it?
No, I said everything's is shorter in halfling culture. That was just my head. Never mind.
it's a good one.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, everybody.
What is Maester's strength or something he's really good at or like a cool thing that you got?
Okay. He's got... Ooh! He was a little cocky when he was in school, so something got fucked up and he like partially lost sight in one of his eyes.
This is his strength.
This is
but
so
because of it, because he can't see so much here, he uses magic to enhance it, so he can detect magic from far away. Like
he's
can
got inbuilt
magic eye.
Magic eye.
You got a magic eye.
Magic
inbuilt
eye.
Inbuilt detect magic.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Great, but as a consequence, you can't see very much.
Yeah, my sight's piss poor. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. You're
so
we got a half-blind halfling wizard who's terrible at magic based on previous experience. Maybe read up on it or something.
Poor visibility. We're gonna call that one poor visibility.
Kind of blind.
Jesus, we're gonna get killed. He's
getting nerfed, buddy.
And your wizard halfling Maester, what's his main personality trait? Mm. How would someone describe this old Maester? He's a
he's a hoo boy.
Drunk.
Fantastic! That's so good. All right.
Two tiny boys.
Matt, you're up, Matt.
I gotta do something different.
Oh, Matt, you have a pixie rogue.
Yeah, I know.
He, she.
Oh boy, do I have to choose? Fuck it, let's go she.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a lady.
Yeah, what's her name?
Whoa. See, the name that I thought of before the show is so perfect for her. Can
do
I use it?
Yeah.
Torin Tummy Touch.
Yay!
Torin?
Love it.
Yeah. I'm changing the spelling on Torin.
Well, how would you spell it?
T-A-U-R-Y-N. Oh. She's a lady. Tummy Touch. And she is a pixie rogue. Tummy Touch spelled like it sounds.
But not Torin.
All right, cool. What is your goal, Torin? What does little pixie rogue want to do?
I think she wants to bring down the corrupt pixie government.
Oh, wow. So it's like a covert operation.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. All right, bring down.
That's cool.
Corruption in the pixie government.
Yeah.
Is it?
Bring down corrupt pixie, let's say, monarchy, or...
You're like a revolutionary.
Yeah, that's why she left the pixie homeland. She's Great. Looking for the strength to bring them down.
Great. What is your strength? Something that's really cool about your character.
Something that's really
you
cool?
You either excel at it, or it's an ability, or a skill.
She's the fastest flyer in the... she was the fastest flyer in the pixie air force, in the PAF. So she can fly real fast.
Fast flyer. So your evasion is through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
What is something that ain't so good?
She's she's lactose intolerant.
I'm gonna have to ask you to up that one a little bit.
I'm kinda blind.
Could we make it like super bad lactose intolerance that like if I'm within like half a mile of milk?
There's milk everywhere.
Half a mile of milk.
Of like any milk product, yeah. I lose strength or like I become paralyzed.
Or do you have a fear of dairy?
I could be that's like super dude on all that. All right, a weakness.
I mean we can do that.
Yeah.
Can we make it a little smaller than half a mile? Like we can't even go into a town with you.
That's fair.
What if we get into some shit?
That's fair.
Because you know we're gonna get into some shit.
Well, if you're lactose intolerant, is it the reaction like a person who has lactose intolerance, or is it something else? Like,
I'm sorry, lactose. I phlegm out of it.
Well, I think
you could deal with that for like a little
uncontrollable
bit.
Uncontrollable flatulence, and if I'm farting, I can't fly.
Classic.
All right, so if you're near dairy, you cannot fly.
If I'm near dairy, I can't fly. Because I'm just like fucking gassy as shit.
Ten feet?
10 feet?
It's half a mile.
Oh, half God, a mile.
That's how many feet?
Team
are you just gonna fucking walk into the tavern and be like, shit,
listen,
there's milk?
Listen.
God damn there, it.
You know what? Milk is becoming less and less popular.
We're gonna die.
Like, there's a lot of alternatives.
In our medieval land?
Also, what if there's breast milk? You didn't specify.
That's a fair point. If I got pregnant, I wouldn't be able to fly at all throughout the term of my pregnancy. And then
you're for sure going to get pregnant.
Yeah, for sure.
In this campaign.
For sure. Oh, for sure.
So you want to change your weakness?
I want to change the flatulence.
Okay, let's change it.
Let's change the flatulence. Yep. Maybe it's like a Green Lantern thing. Maybe I have a color sensitivity where if there's like something. If I see something with the color purple, with the color purple in eyesight, I can't fly.
Or you could steal the one that I had that was you glow in the dark.
Oh, that's funny.
That hella sucks.
We can't sneak up. Yeah. You're like Tinkerbell.
You glow in the dark at night.
Yeah. At night, yeah.
There you go. You glow in the dark at night. No color. You don't know how much purple there is in.
Yeah, so then let's say I glow in the dark at night.
Great.
That's better.
There you go. Okay.
All right, that works. I think she's appropriately cool and useless at the same time.
So what would be the one word you would use to describe her? What's her personality
trait? Feisty.
She's
real feisty.
All right, love it. Jeremy, it's your turn.
Yes, hello.
Gnome Barbarian's name is?
So my name is Helgarth Trinkledink.
Why do you do this to me?
Pleased to meet you.
Helgarth?
Trinkledink.
Someone out there has named their dick that.
So, or at least someone will.
Well, if they haven't before, they will now.
Trinkledink.
And then when he comes out of the pool, he is Helgarth Trinkledink.
Yeah.
I like that.
What is your goal, Helgarth?
I want to find a new home for my people. Because the land of the gnomes was destroyed so that they could build a condominium.
Stop. I'm going to ask you to pick a new one because we've already got all of the organization involved.
So
he's got a corrupt system.
Do I have to have a larger goal? Like, can my goal just
completely
be
selfish?
To see my enemies driven before me and hear the lamentation of their women?
If there was one, what? That's okay. You're a barbarian.
O'Brien.
If there's a particular target,
Conan O'Brien always
have,
says it. It's like on his Twitter bio.
Oh, okay. As a Conan.
Yeah.
What if there was a particular arch nemesis that you had that you've always wanted to see and take down?
A maester.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a particular beast, or is it, you know, the head of the Thieves Guild, or a fellow barbarian? It's an alpha male
thing? It's my brother.
Yeah! He's gonna kill his brother!
I have a blood feud with my brother. Ooh. His name is Aeonus. Trinkledink. And he's a son of a bitch.
Yep.
And I will dance in his blood if it kills me in the process.
It'll be so cute with his short little legs.
You better watch out!
My little feet are gonna be like, pitter, pitter, pitter.
You're tap dancing in a little puddle.
Little yeah. droplets of his
oh,
blood.
Oh, hey, man. Come
on. How do you spell anus?
Great question.
Anus.
A-N-U-S.
A-E-O-N-U-S.
Yeah. Anus. Great. What's up?
My goal is to destroy anus.
I can't wait
I'll
for
see it.
It
done.
I can't wait for Anus to be drawn.
A gnome? Yeah, great. Yeah. What is your skill? Something that you have that's only yours? Something that you're very good at? Go on.
Can I roll a number to...
Depends what it is first.
So I want to have the strength of a certain amount of gorillas. And I want to roll for how many gorillas I have the strength of.
Ooh.
Roll three times, it'll be the lowest.
Okay, lowest of three?
Mm-hmm. 16!
Whoa! I can't stay up there! Fucking 16!
10 gorillas!
Alright, that's bad!
Still
10 fucking gorillas!
I have the strength of 10 gorillas!
You're a nine!
Yeah!
It's crazy.
You rip dudes in half.
I'll come back.
You don't have the arm. You don't have the wingspan to do it, but you could rip somebody out.
Man, that anus is toast.
Yeah.
When you get through with that anus, there's gonna be nothing left.
Tear I can just reach inside up. You and like rip out your sponge.
Sure.
Unfortunately, though, you do have an Achilles heel. You have a weakness. What is that weakness?
I am absolutely claustrophobic. Gnomes live outside, and really don't ever go inside. So I don't like to be in buildings. I definitely don't like to be in caves.
Yep.
If I'm in a small confined space, I fucking freak out.
Okay. All right. Sweet.
No, so I'll be a lot of help on adventures.
Yeah. All right.
You'll patrol.
How would you describe Helgarth Trinkledink using one word? What is his personality trait?
Sexy. And also humble.
Humbly sexy or sexily humble?
Sexily humble.
Humbly sexy? I don't know. Does that make
sexy
sense?
It's sexy how humble
yeah.
he is.
Yeah.
sexily
yeah,
humble.
Yeah, that would be sexually.
Yeah, he's sexy. Sexually. It's sexy how humble
it's
you are.
It's sexy how humble he is. The other version would
You're
be.
You're gonna be humble? Here we go.
We gotta switch it up every time.
Yeah, man. Sexily gotta do humble. Something different.
All
Last
right.
time I was a virgin.
So happy to introduce our new characters. We have the wizard halfling Maester, who wants to resurrect his dead true love. I don't want to ask where she is just yet, Delilah. You have inbuilt detect magic. You have poor visibility, so a little blind.
A little blind, depth perception.
We also have the pixie rogue Torin Tummy Touch, who's quite feisty.
Yeah.
She wants to bring down the corruption in the pixie monarchy. Real fast flyer. She served in the pixie air force, but unfortunately she glows in the dark at night. And then of course we've got the gnome barbarian Helgarth Trinkledank, who's sexily humble. He has a feud with his brother Aeneas, who he wants to bring down and stomp in his blood. You have the strength of 10 gorillas, but you're claustrophobic and freak out in small situations. All right, guys.
Gorillas.
Let's we'll clean this up right now, and I'm going to allocate a mug based on your character. So we've got a bone dragon here, we've got the green dragon clan, and we got death. Lording death to sexy humble because of your brother's revenge plan, your brother revenge plan.
I seek doom.
Pixie here is the skeleton dragon because she's a fast flyer, but she's seeking to
bring down the government. That's she's it. Feisty.
And then our quiz horde, who is a drunk, has the nicest cup because he uses it.
Has the most color too because I'm blind. I'm gonna need to make sure I can see.
Yeah.
It.
Mine.
Yep.
Yeah, that's mine.
Mine got a skull on it. It has a skeleton.
Mine didn't have a skull. Oh no.
Mine's got a
the one eye.
Dragon.
Reminds me of Larry. Remember Larry?
Larry!
Drink to Larry.
Let's all have a sip to Larry.
Oh, this is mine. I've got a black dragon. Goblet. We've got our characters. Cheers!
Hey. Oh.
Oh, there, travelers. Well met.
Well met indeed. Nice flagons.
Well met.
Technically,
thank you.
That's not really a flagon,
yeah,
but go with it.
Flagons.
Go with it. Alrighty, so let's start this dang campaign.
Yay! Yeah.
Ready, guys?
No.
Our story starts in darkness. Shut your eyes. Yep. You find yourself sitting on the hard ground. You can barely see a thing. You maybe notice a flickering light somewhere off in the distance. If you are Maester, you can't see shit. Because you can't really see. Because you've got poor visibility.
But magic.
But I'm glowing.
You are. Yes, you are.
Oh.
All right, wait. You can hear the sound of water dripping onto stone. It smells, I can tell you what it smells like, musty, dank, and off. Your heads are pounding, throbbing even. Your gut feels like it's curling up in a little ball and sitting deep in your gut. Someone actually recently retched. All right.
Who was it?
The drunk, maybe?
Yep. Yeah. I don't think it was, no, it couldn't have been me.
Look. What?
Did you not remember if you did, or?
What do you do?
I'm ready.
So if you want to open your eyes, you're more than welcome to.
Oh.
Well, first question, am I glowing right now?
Well, you glow at night.
So it's, okay, so I'm not glowing.
It's daytime.
So it's like, okay.
So your visibility is real bad.
Daytime. It's real bad, but I know that it's daytime.
Yes. So okay. You got that bearing.
All right, so there's at least that going on. So we hear the water dripping.
Perception check for magic nearby.
Well, that's inbuilt.
Mm-hmm.
There is.
Here we go, looking around.
Not any magic.
No, guys.
No magic.
Nope.
Are hands bound?
Yes, behind your backs.
And our legs are bound?
Nope.
Ha-ha.
Are my wings bound?
No.
Mm.
Okay, I would like to slowly rise, feeling with my neck and my bound arms. To see how large the room is.
Okay. You realize you're in what seems like a small space.
Yes, I'm fucking freaking out here.
I cannot
deal with this, man. You gotta get us out of here.
Dude, you need to calm down.
It's okay, man. You have the strength of 10 gorillas. I don't know what.
I don't know how your hands are still bound.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Well, because you realize you're so claustrophobic, you get a huge negative impact to your rolls.
Oh,
okay. Can I roll out of it?
To break my chains?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you're going to get a negative five.
-5.
You are claustrophobic. I believe your exact term was you freak the fuck out.
I'm freaking the fuck out, man. All right. I got to get out of these constraints. Oh my God. I got a 10.
It's a 5. Unfortunately, you do not get it, and your wrists hurt from the attempt.
He's trying so hard.
Where'd you find your drink?
My hands are dying.
Can you all roll to see the kind of injuries you currently have?
Yeah.
20! Sorry, I'm excited.
Oh, Jesus.
13?
8.
I'm fucking healthy. I can see.
All right, okay. You can't. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You don't. You haven't sustained any injury somehow, but you are currently drunk.
Ugh.
With a 13, you've got a black eye.
Aw.
And with an 8, you got a cut lip.
Oh.
Sprained ankle.
Man.
And you have recently been concussed.
Oh. Don't let me sleep, guys. Don't let me sleep.
It's the middle of the fucking day.
You know what? Okay.
Get me out of here.
Don't let me sleep.
If you nap a little bit, I'll wake you up. Don't worry, buddy.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Here. Can I fly down to one of them and try to feel what is around their wrist? Is it chains? Is it ropes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would like to do that.
Great.
Fly over here.
I'll give you this one because there's no way you can really screw this up. You notice that they're kind of in like manacles.
Manacles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You also realize that you are in a dungeon.
Okay.
You're in a dungeon!
Hey!
Oh!
First campaign I've used a dungeon, guys.
Good job.
Yeah.
Out of the way now.
Alrighty. So do you want to do anything else in this particular room?
Yeah, I mean, while I'm mobile, I wanna explore the walls. Is there a door? Are there bars?
Mm-hmm.
Clearly we're underground somewhere.
Right. So you reach around, you realize that there's actually hay strewn on the floor.
Okay.
You tap into a bucket. Someone retched in that bucket recently, and it's full human waste.
Okay.
And they're bars.
Why'd you didn't miss the bucket, man?
Thanks, buddy. We're all trying hard.
But they're double-barred bars.
Double-barred bars.
Yeah, it's obviously a cell.
So okay. It's pixie-proof, too, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Okay, so the pixie can't fly through the bars?
We're all pretty...
Yeah, well, yeah, wait a second. Mm-hmm. We're pretty small. What the hey? I want to fly through the bars.
Could I just go sideways and just walk through the bars?
So the bars aren't like, you know, a face
they're like
width apart.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No,
but
how big is
like a
pixie?
Human face or a pixie face?
Pixie face is pixie face.
We have to decide how big a pixie you are. Roll me a d20.
What if you're like a human-sized
Hold on,
bear
really quickly, do you want to be small or do you want to be...
I want to be small.
Okay, so the higher you roll, the smaller you are.
So small.
20!
This fucker's like a microscopic.
Jesus.
Oh my god. Show me how big you are.
Oh, that's so cute.
You want to go into combat? Being that small.
Well, he has a sword. He is like, aren't you magic?
Ranger.
I'm a ranger. Mm-hmm. I'm a rogue.
That's real stupid. Why don't you stay a sorcerer, you idiot?
And there we go. Okay. That's a reasonable pixie size.
Yeah. I'm a rogue. I can assassinate people.
With what? With a very sharp knife.
With a very sharp knife. A teeny tiny knife. Crafted for me by my mother.
Great aim, too. You can get him right in the eye.
Yeah. So I'm gonna be this side.
Can you
fly? I'm gonna be like inch high private eye size.
Can you fly inside of somebody and like attack them from inside?
Totally can.
If you roll it, you can do it.
If I roll it, I can do it. So yeah, I'm inch high private eye size, which means I can fly through those bars and figure out where the hell we are.
I need you to get me the fuck out of the cell before.
He's gonna freak out. I'm gonna freak out.
Can't I just reach my hands into the locks on his manacles and undo them?
Well, your hand isn't a lock.
Yeah, yours is locked up too.
That's a good point. What about my legs? Can I feel with my little feet?
Can you pick a lock with your feet?
Yeah.
You can't pick a lock with a body part.
I'm a rogue.
If you find something that you could make into a rogue.
Okay. I want to search the hay on the floor.
You find tools that you can craft and fucking... It's in here.
Teeny tiny boys.
There you go. So do you want to free everyone?
I want to free everybody.
All right, so you take some time.
Yeah.
You got to roll, see how well it works. Maybe you don't get it the first time. You get a +3 because you're a rogue.
And it's a 6.
So it's a +9. It is not a 10. You do not unlock Helgarth's manacles.
I will fly inside you. I will stop your heart.
Maester is a magician wizard. Yeah. He could go ahead and make some magic.
Roll me to the bars? And I could
break
them.
I'll break the locks. I'll break the locks open with magic.
You need your magic item to cast magic.
What is it?
Well, wait. I have the tools that can be crafted into lockpicking.
Yeah.
Can't you craft them?
It with magic. Or just with my hands?
With your hands.
Oh, yeah.
He's not the rogue. He's a wizard. He picks it up and goes, oh, might be a nice little hair piece.
Mm-hmm. All right, you fucking drunk.
Maester's the A. He's the A squad, all right?
You're just drinking and rolling a one. Just like, whatever. All right, so you can roll to try and free Maester here.
Okay,
I'll stay right
I'm rolling now to free Maester.
It's a +3 because you are a rogue.
14.
It's a 17. Not only is he free, but he, you just did it a bit quicker, but all of a sudden you suddenly hear a man's voice. All right, you lot, are you ready to confess to your crimes?
Aw, shit, what do we do?
We
for sure committed a crime.
Right? Shut up, man. You don't say a word, okay?
Quiet as you shut your
mouth or I will shut it for you from the inside.
I'll confess to anything if you get me out of this fucking confined space.
Can I slap him?
With
my tiny wrist.
It's a -10 to slap. It might tickle. Mm. That's still not nice to be tickled, sure. Like, that's not fun.
I'm still gonna try to slap him. 10.
-10. You slap yourself.
If it's a 0, yeah, you swing around and you've fallen to the ground. Anyway, there is a large brooding man who is now outside your cell door.
Large in normal terms or large just because we're small?
This man is humongous because he is normal as a human.
Oh, geez.
He is a big man.
He's
wearing some kind of uniform. I would have told you, but this guy can't see. He's lit in a brazier nearby, so now you can see a little bit better.
Oh.
You notice you sit in a small cell.
No. Hey, whatever it is you said we did, let's talk about it outside.
Shut up!
Hey, sexy humble man. Zip it.
All right, then you guys have been arrested. You've spent a night to think about it in the cell here. Do you know what you did? We're disgusted in you, by the way.
Oh.
Hey, man, that's legal where I come from.
Oh, yikes. I plead the fifth.
Yeah.
I just need a little,
where'd you even get that?
I bring in another one.
Listen here,
where
guys.
Where did this come from? Is that his magic ability?
Yeah.
We'd heard your names before, but we'd never met you before. You're outsiders from this part of town. And of course, Lady Ursa invites you into her estate, the castle, for a ball. And you guys decide to get a brawl going on. Yeah, yeah, that's right. I said, bro, going on.
Sorry, I wouldn't have reacted. You got me in the eye. You got me in my bad eye. Yeah.
Your sight real sucks now. You've been moderated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think it's the princess's fault for inviting us into the bar.
Never said she's princess, mate. It's called her lady.
Lady Ursa.
And that's what you're going to call her, too.
The Lady of the Bear.
Listen here. You've played video games.
Yes, yeah.
Well, you know Latin.
I know Latin.
There it is. Listen here, right, guys. Here's the fun thing. You owe this Lady Ursa 500 gold pieces in damages.
Are you kidding me?
500. The shit you guys did last night. We're cleaning out still.
You know, she should be thanking us for making that snoozer of a ball into something memorable.
People are going to be talking about it for years.
It's the social event of the season.
We're the
Someone died.
We're the bells of the ball, and that can't be pinned on us. We're too fun-loving.
Okay, we were all turned the other way when that happened.
I would remember if I killed somebody.
Yeah.
You're not the only person locked up. There's other people in here too, you know.
Who else is in here?
That's my official business, mate, not yours.
Okay.
But you do I'm hear. You find
just a murderer. You're covered in blood.
You do hear a, what is going on?
Mm. I know that voice, don't I?
Sure.
Yeah, I do. So I fly through the bars.
And the soldier is going to reach out and grab you.
Ow. Get your damn hands off.
Hey, man, don't touch a lady.
6, but I am a guard, so I do manage to stop you from
He's
going.
He's a very fast flyer.
I'm a very fast flyer. Can I roll to fly?
I'm very small. Mm-hmm. Is this guy like the fucking Karate Kid? Is he just like snapping him out of the air?
I don't have you at all, but from like the look I'm giving you, you don't really want to piss this guy off because he's going for his sword.
All right.
Maybe he's got a giant swatter.
That's
all right.
Do I hear a buzzing noise? I hate bugs. Listen here, guys. It's real simple. 500 gold pieces. You pay for damages. We call it a day, right?
Whatever gets me out of this cell.
You said 300 earlier.
It's 500.
Oh, shit. Was it my fault?
You're drunk. You're drunk. Maybe your earring's as bad as you're seeing, mate.
That could be true.
The problem is... something real valuable went missing the night of the party, and we reckon that you guys started that brawl as a decoy.
Was it the life of someone? Was that the valuable thing?
Something is missing?
No, of course not. It's another object, obviously.
All right,
who cares about the person
that
died?
We're fed up being in this cell, so tell us what's missing and where we gotta go to go get it, because I'm not paying you a red cent. I'm just gonna go get it back, and then I'm gonna go about my life.
All right, if that's the case, you got 1 week to find the missing heirloom.
Which is?
Don't know, she won't tell me. You gotta go see her.
So that's a bad boss, she's not communicating.
Yeah, that's really crappy communication. I'm sorry you're dealing with that, man.
Alright, let's get to
Thank
it so
you.
I get out of the cell, because
that
feels small.
Hey, don't get too emotional. Let our friend out before he has a freaking conniption.
Alright, so you guys are free, you're being led out. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you would like to do before picking up your stuff?
Ooh. Yeah, who's that lady over there?
Do you want to stop by?
Yes,
I like making new friends.
Alrighty. Mm-hmm.
Are you Dutch?
Uh-huh.
New friends.
You notice that there is another person in the cell. She's kind of slumped over, looking real bummed and agitated.
Hello.
Oh, you guys from last night. Yeah, nice work with the whole fighting stuff. Got me in here in the first place,
yeah,
guys.
We're pretty good at that. Yeah.
Not to brag.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happens when you invite teen tiny boys to
you're actually a girl as well.
Excuse me,
boys
it's...
with one girl? I'm
we're more progressive than the rest of the tall people.
Just because I'm a girl doesn't mean I can't be a tiny boy.
I mean, yeah,
it's
that's
real regressive of you.
Totally
things.
True, I guess.
What's
Look,
your...
I don't want to be in here. Can
what's...
you get me out?
Sure, what's your name?
Gemma. My name's Gemma. I own the trinket place.
I love trinkets.
Market.
We're big into trinkets.
Trinkle.
Yeah, my last name is Trinkle Dink.
You got your fucking name in it. That's a good saying.
Look, I don't have the money at my store. There's no one there. I can't pay it because the money is at the store, but I can't leave. Can you get it's 25 gold pieces. Can you get me out? Can you pay bail?
Well, we already owe 500.
Wait,
how do we owe 500 and bail is only 25 for her?
Yeah, that's kind of horseshit. We need to take this up with Lady Ursa.
No, it's times 3.
I didn't break stuff. There was a fire because of you guys. Someone died.
All right, this story keeps changing. Either somebody died, there was a fire, somebody stole.
25 gold pieces.
Can you tell us who died at least? Just out of curiosity.
I've never heard of him, but there's been a lot of people that I hadn't heard of. You I've heard of, though.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Just him? Or her?
Yeah. Yeah. I have a great reputation.
You're real fast.
Yeah. You know. Well.
Listen, I heard you have to find the heirloom. If you come by my trinket place, I can actually help you, maybe give you something that could aid you.
How many gold pieces do we have on us, Maud?
Do you want to ask the soldier that?
Yes, Mr. Soldier Man, what are we getting back?
I confiscated a few bags, right, and they felt a little bit heavy. Whatever, you got something.
Okay.
Yeah, what the hell, you know?
Yeah, let's free her.
Alrighty, so you guys are getting your armor and your weapons.
That's so cool. Cool.
Ooh, baby.
You know what's really fun is when we get to the trinket store, I can find something for my dead wife. When she comes back.
You know what? Always such a bummer.
Maester, seriously? You need to shut up about her.
And now you have your armor.
Aha!
Well done. You are so close to leaving the dungeon.
Thank goodness.
But that's not happening in the first episode of Dungeons and Flagons. You will have to wait for next week. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. If you do want to participate, make sure you are a donator for Geek Bomb's Patreon, which is just patreon.com/geekbomb. Any donation means that you can help out with the campaign. $5 or more means you get the episode early. Guys, where can people find you?
Oh, you can find me at Matt Lieberman on Twitter, at Maddie Lieberman on Instagram.
I'm at Danger Shards on Twitter and Instagram.
There you go. Sam Basher on everything that matters.
There you go. I'm at Maud Garrett as well if you do want to get in touch with me. The hashtag is Fungens. That is it for the adventurers this episode. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well met.
Well met.
What was the rhyme that we did in the last season? It was like, oh there, travelers, well met. Let's have another round.
As buddies and pals.
Aw.
I
didn't have that. I'm going to have to make another one.
Yeah. Next time.
Looking pretty nifty there for a gnome barbarian.
Why, thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Helgarth Trinkledink, and I have the strength of 10 gorillas.
I like my new character. I like that I'm really trying to come up with new ideas from the other three times I've played this game.